Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the latest, the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight, we're talking Below Deck Med, Season 8, Episode 9, titled Ciao for Now. In tonight's episode, we get the conclusion of the Nat versus Kyle drama. Not before they ruin one more episode, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel here. Most of the crew enjoy a night out, and then we get a day off at a beach spot. Nat honestly acts a little bit like a crazy person this episode, and I don't say that lightly. Like, there are some serious things going on here. She does end up ultimately deciding to leave the boat, so that probably is best for her mental health. Luca distances himself from Nat early in this episode, and I can see why there might be some critics of his behavior, but I think we're going to dive into that and kind of on Luca's side here. At the very end of the episode, Sadie gets the 411 on what's been going on in the interior. At this point, Nat's already left, and Kyle thinks he's kind of won the argument, the season, yada, yada, by bullying Natalia into leaving. And that is so toxic in itself. But we do get a cliffhanger at the end where Sandy gets all the information. And I don't know if she's going to fire Kyle. We're going to talk about it here. I'll say that both Kyle and Natalia coming back was just a lazy rerun of last season. I don't think these are good people that deserve to be on multiple seasons of Below Deck, and certainly not together. But I think the producers realized that they could just put them both in a room and the toxic storylines would write themselves, which sadly I do feel like has been something that has been more prevalent in the last couple seasons of Below Deck than earlier seasons. I am a little concerned here that Sandy doesn't fire Kyle, because I think we are due for a full reset here. Listen, exterior, they really enjoy themselves. I think their only issue is Max and Kyle at this point, which if we get rid of Kyle, I think Max is back on board. And I think Tumi could be a good chief stew. She just hasn't had the opportunity because she's dealing with children. So, Sean, it's a two-pronged question here. Do you think Sandy fires Kyle? And then do you think it would be best if Sandy fires Kyle?
I ultimately do think she fires Kyle. At first, I was thinking no, because Natalia already left. There's no way they're going to find two stews that quickly, let alone one. Maybe they could find one stew. Maybe Brooke's still around. Fingers crossed. Yep. But I feel like we would have saw Sandy texting the staffing person. However, she just lays into Kyle so badly in the final moments of this episode that even if she doesn't fire Kyle, I think Kyle just lives on his own anyway. She basically tells Kyle, like, I know you want to be a chief stew. I would never have you as a chief stew because of your emotions and just how argumentative he is and everything. So I don't think you would lay into someone that badly if you're ultimately going to keep them. So I think it's like 60% chance she fires Kyle. Obviously the staffing thing is the only thing that's holding me back from that. Would it be a better season if she did fire Kyle? Yeah. I think so. We do need a reset. And look, there's been some compelling storylines. I don't love them, but in the moment, it's like, I think from our angle, from a podcasting angle, there's a lot to talk about, especially tonight with all the drama. But I don't want to watch Kyle be mean to Jess and Tumi the rest of the season. Is that going to be it? We've had enough with Kyle.
No, I fully agree here. I actually think it's a higher percentage than a 60-40 because
okay,
she really did like lay into him. I don't think you can then make your next sentence, I think these are the things that we need to work on here as a crew. It's like, she basically just called him like the worst person. So yeah. The only thing she may say is, I need you for one more charter before I can get somebody else on board, because I can't have two stews here. But I have no hesitation to get you off the boat immediately if you don't, like if you don't have better behavior here over the next 3 days. Because he could walk. He could just be more of a diva that he is about not trying or not wanting to be on service. But he also has to think about, he's emotionally fine to be there. So if he can just try to be a normal human for like 72 hours, he can pocket an extra $1,500.
So that's interesting, because he has a huge ego. And if there wasn't a TV show right now and Sandy said all this stuff to him, he would absolutely leave. But he's also thinking, I want to be on TV for two more episodes. So if he was given the, we'll do one more charter with you, he probably does say yes and is the second option dramatic the entire time.
Yeah.
And barely does any work and is super annoying. So I guess we'll see. Now, it's interesting that the final moments of the episode, Natalia, when she's like resigning, basically, she brings up the fight with Jess. And she brings up the fight with Max, which obviously started this episode, right? So they come back from the bar. And for no reason whatsoever, you know, Max just had a very fun night. They were out with the charter guest who's flirting with that one girl. I think they made out a little bit. You know, Max probably feels a little bit like an outsider. He doesn't, you know, language barrier and all that. He had a really great time, though. They get back. Kyle just lays into him for no reason whatsoever. And starts a fight. Max is like, hey, man, like, I'm on your side. I'm part of your community. We kind of went over that last week, which Max's heart 100% in the right place.
His heart is. Yep. Yep. His Kyle words, he's pretty, and his words are pretty close too.
Yeah. Kyle takes offense to it for no reason. And then obviously he listens to Natalia. Now, later that night, Kyle does apologize to Max. But I kind of, Max doesn't really accept the apology, and he's pretty upset the next day, the entire time. Were you shocked by that, or?
Yes, but I think that's just, I think Max, I don't know if he's like a vibes guy, or I know he always wants to feel great, and but sometimes you see these people that they can go up real high, like Max can, but he also has really low lows. And so my guess is that he's experienced those low lows in his life, and he's trying to avoid it. And he thinks maybe by being around this and he can't get over it, he's going to get into those low lows. That's just my guess. But honestly, I really like Max. I hope he stays. I think he didn't accept, or Kyle didn't accept his apology, or he didn't accept Kyle's apology. I don't know. I honestly thought that whole interaction was like for the camera from Kyle's perspective.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, that was like a tough thing, because I felt like the first half was actually like Max was trying to be inclusive and Kyle just said, no, you can't be part of our community. That's, you know, yada, yada. And he could have said it in a different way, right? He's like, hey, we have allies. Right. You guys can be an ally. Said it more than no, you cannot be part of this community. It's like, no, you can, but in a different way. Either way, I'm not going to pretend to be a specialist on that, but I will say that I thought then the Kyle-Natalia fight was literally about nothing, and there was actually a part there where we had Luca and we had Jessica like sitting between them, and they were like watching like a funny video, and you had Laura and Haley like dancing in the background. And I actually thought there was a point there where they upped the fight because they realized nobody was paying attention to them.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Get back to the next thing. Kyle was just looking for a fight. He came back to the boat looking for a fight, chose Max for no reason. And I like maybe Max like some confrontation. Like he was, you know, he would win out with Laura and Haley and Luca, his first like charter. But he's in like confrontation for no reason, right? When it's just like someone attacking you for no reason. I'm exactly the same way.
Yep.
And yeah, Natalia loves fighting too. So it's just a Kyle and Natalia fight. Yeah, and like that's what Natalia was so mad about all episode, that no one cared about the fight.
Yeah.
Luca's like, I'm trying to get lead. This is me getting involved here is only gonna hurt that. Lara is just like having fun. And so that's why Natalia goes to bed so upset, because like no one cared about that fight. And because they don't have to, because it was a dumb fight. And she's still, and then the next day she misses out on the kind of the first part of the day off because no one cared about the fight. When she gets to the beach, she's mad at Luca for not defending her or checking on her. Probably also mad he hooked up with Jess. I think she
did. Did she know?
So the next morning she asked Luca, like, hey, how'd things go with you and Jess? And he just like, he denies it. She knows though.
Got it.
You know, but why should she care? Cause she's going home and only cares about her boyfriend.
Right.
So.
And that's where like, I saw a couple tweets that it's like, Luca should have stood up for her. It's like, okay, first off, she's a grown woman. She has a boyfriend who she's in love with. Luca is really nothing to her right now.
Yeah.
And I think it goes the other way. And more importantly, I think Luca has started to already distance himself from her, because he's like, listen, this is not a situation I'm interested in entertaining. We've all been there, Sean. Everyone's kind of gone through this where they, you know, elected to get into something with a little too much baggage, and you end up getting burned every time. It's a simple math problem. And so I'm kind of okay that he didn't quote stand up for her. It's like, they're two people he's known for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. And it was a fight over nothing. And
exactly.
She didn't insert herself into the fight. Now, to be fair, Kyle was just attacking Max for no reason. So I get why she inserted herself. But look, Luca doesn't have to care.
Yeah.
Natalia has done nothing but throw him mixed signals. He doesn't have to care.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
John, so Nack is the beach. She's already pissed. Our boy Max brings up he's a Tony Robbins guy.
Yep.
He's reading Tony Robbins in French, I'm guessing?
I think almost any book gets translated into...
Yeah.
I think it's cheap to translate, so if you sell, like, 1,000 copies, it pays for itself.
Tony Robbins, there's just like a million Tony Robbins replicas on the internet today. That Gary V guy.
Yeah.
He's the original though. He's, I think being like 10 feet tall helps.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm taking advice for this guy. He's looking down at me. Yeah. So Jess brings up like, oh, that's cool. I like to start my day with like positive energy too. Nat hears it. Calls her a hypocrite for not checking on her. Like, clearly, she's not about positive energy. Not sure how those things connect. Also, Nat, you weren't in the ICU. Like, you just got into a fight with Kyle. You've been fighting with him, I guess not all season, but you've been fighting with somebody all season.
Yeah, like, what's different
to me,
here, right?
To me or Kyle, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe she's still mad about Luca, but...
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Natalia literally came there with an agenda, and it was like, to try to get everyone to be as miserable as she was. She's so self-centered that she had this comment of, oh, Jessica, you should have came and comforted me and asked me how I was doing. And that says a lot about you as a person. And, oh, Luca, why didn't you come and comfort me and do all this? And it's like, okay, everyone's just trying to get by. You're going out of your way, Natalia, to start fights with Kyle. It's not our job to like console you after you go out of your way to do this.
Yeah, they were busy with each other. They were trying to hook up with each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, Natalia doesn't want to be with Luca, but she likes the attention when it's convenient for her. Yeah. Yeah, she's a drama queen. She decides to leave. She leaves the beach, but then she makes a known to everyone that she's going to leave. Who does she text Jack or Toomey?
She texts, I think, Brooke.
No, Brooke's not there.
No, sorry, that was dumb. I think she texted Laura.
Oh, because that's her. Why would she text Laura? Because she's not part of the drama. That makes sense. I would text Laura too.
Yeah. Plus, right. Like, if she texts Luca directly, Luca's just gonna put his phone away and not talk about how Natalia's leaving. But if Laura's like, oh, can you ask Luca to do this? Now it starts conversation. And so like Natalia literally wanted everyone at the table to talk about her and then feel bad for her that she's leaving. And the overall reaction was, oh, I wonder how we'll switch cabins.
Yes. At the table. Yes. I like the Brooke thing. We both have Brooke on the mind. Hopefully she comes back. Yeah. Jack's the only one in the chat that she's leaving. No one else cares. To me, well, she's like, I don't want to hold her back. Like, she's good at her job, but we're not friends.
Yeah.
We're enough, which that's fair. They don't like each other. Yeah. One point tonight, Natalia, when she decides to leave the beach, she's like, I've been fighting with everyone. Kyle just the Tuminator. Did you hear that? She called Tumi the Tuminator.
That. Yeah.
That's pretty funny, actually. So Max is still being weird. He's still mad at Kyle. Jack's being weird because he's just shocked that no one is sad that Natalia's leaving. Yep. So by the time they get to the club, Max decides to go home. And Jax is kind of like getting drunk by himself and just like kind of depressed. And
why is Jack so bent out of shape about, like, is he secretly in love with Natalia? Maybe.
They had that first charter where they really connected.
Yeah.
He must have a little crush on her.
Probably.
She is objectively good looking, I think. Right? I mean, yeah. So, and they liked working together that first charter where she was chief stew.
Yeah.
If he's being honest, he probably has a little bit of a crush. Everyone else gets to club. Jess and Luca hook up. That's not going to last, right?
No. I mean, maybe for the season, but that's about it.
Yeah, Luca's like, I'm not interested in anything serious, and Jess gets attached easily. We'll see where that goes. I'm thinking another girl comes on board that gets Luca's attention.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I feel like I don't see why he would move off Jess, if I'm being honest. Like, I don't think he's looking for anything serious. And that might just ruffle a lot of feathers. But, I mean, he has every right to if he wants.
Yeah, no, Jess is cool. I'm not saying, like, he should ditch Jess. But I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I hope another girl's going to come on board, right? It's not going to be... They're not going to replace Kyle and Natalia with two male stews.
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, it's possible. I just don't see it happening. And Kyle's just euphoric that Natalia's leaving. He's basically celebrating all night.
That's the problem. So the issue I have is that Kyle's like, oh, if they want to leave, they can leave. It's like, Kyle, don't you feel, and the answer is no, but it's like, don't you feel any remorse that you basically back this person into a corner by bullying them, that the only thing that they can do to get into the right mind space is leave?
He does not. He sees it. Yeah. He's right. As you said, he sees it as like a victory. And this tonight's his victory lap. Even Luca is like a little annoyed that Kyle's like celebrating it so much. He's like, should I stand up for her? No, because I'm busy with Jess. But he, in his head, he thinks about it. They get back to the boat. Tumi checks on Nat, and she's just like, I'm leaving the boat. Go away.
Yep. And then why does Kyle go in there then? Like, what was he thinking? Is he just trying to like save face because he realizes he was such a dick? And he's like, I just kind of want to be back on another. I mean, this was so saving face. This guy doesn't give a shit about anybody. He honestly is just the worst, man. Like, he needs to go.
It's for the cameras, I think. And it's in his head, be like, I'm the good guy. What does he say? He apologized for the words he used. And
this is the same damn thing that happened last season. They get into this huge fight, and then they basically have like a fake makeup in which Kyle's like, oh, I was bullied a lot, so now I bully people and it's my defense mechanism. It's like, dude, that gets so old so quickly. And now we've seen it in two seasons. All he's done is try to bully everybody. I mean, this dude sucks. There's no ifs, ands, and buts around it.
Oh, yeah, I hate him. And so the next morning, Natalia wakes up, talks to Sandy. So, interesting, she brings up the fight with Max, brings up the fight with her, and the fight with Jess. Sandy's like, okay, that's bullying. This is interesting. Sandy talks to Jack. I'm not sure why. I mean, he's a department head, but
yeah,
the best person for, in Natalia's case, for Sandy to talk to.
Her
biggest fan, Jack. And Jack's like, yeah, this guy's out of control. Then Jack also calls her the best stew on board, and the other stews are just jealous. Jack's also kind of like throwing Tumi under the bus there too, and Jess, like,
yeah.
Oh, everyone else in this department is just jealous of her. And then talks to Tumi, which makes sense because that's their chief stew. Why doesn't Sandy talk to Jess or Max?
They're not department heads. I think that's probably what her goal was.
But they're the other two aggrieved parties.
Yeah, but I don't think she's going to talk to every single person on board. She's talking to the department heads and the people it directly involves. And didn't she just talk to Jess? Or there was that whole thing with Jess like 2 days ago about Kyle yelling at her?
Okay. Yes. But that was just brought up between Tumi and Jess. I understand what you're saying. Talking to Jack and Jess or Max was a little confusing to me, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's a department head thing. I mean, I don't think she has to go to like the fourth stew and be like, hey, what do you think I should do? It's like, she's the captain. Like,
it's not a court of law. You're right. You know,
right.
She
trusts the department heads. So,
right. And then when she talks to Tumi, I was a little shocked by this because Tumi does not like Natalia, and Tumi does speak truthfully about Kyle. She's like, yeah, this guy is out of line when he argues with people. Now, to be fair, right before Tumi says that, Sandy tells Tumi, we need everyone to respect each other in our workplaces and our departments. I think Sandy's a little pissed at Tumi for allowing this to happen. Maybe,
I guess, but I'm thinking about it because like this is the same crap that happened last season, and so like,
right,
Sandy's like, all right, I guess I gotta, you know, kind of rein in my department or be a little closer to the action, and now here's exactly where we are, and it's the exact same thing.
And as we know, ends in a cliffhanger with Sandy telling Kyle, you're the common denominator, and basically I hate you and I would never bring you back as a chief stew. So we'll see. We both think Kyle's getting fired. It would just be when he gets fired, and But if she can find like even just one stupor the next charter, like,
yeah, I think they're fine.
Then yeah.
Was there a little part of you that Natalia was like dragging out her leaving because she thought there was a chance that everyone might think, oh, why don't we just fire Kyle and keep Natalia?
I thought that too. I thought Cindy would bring that up. Yeah. I think she also wanted, she said when she was leaving, she wanted Luca to talk her out of it.
Yeah, well, I think it's like this, like when a little kid wants to run away. And then they're like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to run away. And the parents are just like, yeah, whatever. Like, you'll be back before lunch.
Luca's like, okay, bye. Yeah.
Yeah.
John, I guess one last thing before we get to awards. Max tells Luca he's not going to finish the season with them. He's going to do one more charter.
I think that's just dependent on, I mean, if Kyle ends up getting fired, I think that's going to change his tune a little bit.
I hope so, because I really like Max. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see you next episode.
Yeah. All right, man, let's go into awards. Who'd you have winning?
This was hard. I pick Laura. She's not involved in any of the drama. She's just cool and having a good time. I like the one hat she was wearing, the bar. So, Laura. Yeah. No one really won tonight, but that was my pick. John, who'd you have winning?
I had Luca winning. I just feel like the guy dodged a bullet with the whole Natalia thing. Him and Jessica seem like they might be an item here for a little bit. It's not great for him that Max might be leaving, but I think he had a good episode.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, Natalia tries to make him feel bad for not sticking up for her, but
he doesn't get suckered in.
That's not his job, yeah.
No.
All right, John, who'd you have losing it?
I had Nat losing. She was just like playing the victim card as she usually does, doing the whole woe is me thing. It was pretty apparent. Like, I don't think she's fooling anyone at this point. Maybe herself, but she comes off looking terrible on TV. Now, listen, Kyle doesn't come off looking any better. And I hope he gets fired. But yeah, Natalia had to go.
No, she didn't get fired. She resigned from the boat. I know your rule is if you get fired, you lose the episode.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, she still left. And
yeah.
Kyle wasn't officially fired yet. But yeah, Jen, I picked her. Her yelling at Jess, that was ridiculous. Over nothing. Over Jess saying she likes positive energy. Like, you're a hypocrite because I needed that.
Yeah.
But also, I was a little surprised she let Kyle get in her head like that. I feel like last season, I always thought I wasn't always a fan, but I always thought she was very mentally tough.
Yep.
And like, maybe it's just for attention that the like I'm living because of Kyle, or to be dramatic, or the boyfriend at home. But I always thought she was a little tougher than that. I'm a little still a little surprised she left.
Yeah, I mean, she's got external factors, internal factors happening between the whole boyfriend thing, Kyle thing. Honestly, if I was in her position, I would have left too. It's a toxic environment. So we'll see what happens. I don't want her back in any below deck capacity. I feel like she might, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. We'll see what happens with Kyle next episode.
Honestly, the best TV thing would be having him stay for one more charter and just being miserable.
Yeah.
But as long as everyone turns on him, because he's really good again, like Toomey or Jessen aside, briefly.
Yeah.
Even after he was horrible to them, I don't know what he does. Yeah. But I don't know that what Sandy said to him is very clear. It's a wind up for you're fired. Not a wind up for, but you have room for improvement now because of all these things I said to you.
Yeah. Sandy's just got to throw the fastball at this point. that's about it. So, all right, man. Listen, big cliffhanger. Probably the rest of the season is going to be depicted upon what happens next episode. So kind of this could be like the apex coming up, and maybe we just have a more normal season of Below Deck that's not filled with toxic filled drama. That's all I got, man. Take us out.
Everyone, thank you for listening. Happy Thanksgiving. John and all of our listeners, we'll see you next week. Bon voyage. Boom.